This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
God is going to be commanding healing in all facets of our lives and all our engagements of existence in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, God can heal an individual or just a person. We saw it in the life of Jesus. They brought the leper, called him, said, "Please, if you can, heal me." And he said, "I can, I will." And then stretched out his hands and touched the leper and healed him. We saw the woman with the issue of blood being healed by that same power. We saw Peter's mother-in-law also being healed of fever. We saw the paralytic being healed. So God can heal individuals. Healing can also come to a household. Amen? So God can heal you. God can heal your household. We saw the case of Abimelech when he took the wife of Abraham. Genesis 24 verse 17. Genesis 2017. And then God closed all the womb of the of his entire household. Not just one person, but many people in the king's palace. And God then asked Abraham to go pray for him when he made restitution. So Genesis 20 from verse 17, please. Genesis 20, 17, very quickly. The Bible says, "And so Abraham prayed unto God." Let's read it together. "And so Abraham prayed unto God, and God," what? "Healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid servants." Praise the Lord. Have you seen that? So God can heal us. Healing can come, you know, to us that way. I'm praying the precious name of Jesus that healing will come to you personally. And healing will come to your household. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Not only that. Thank you, King of Glory. I pray in the precious name of Jesus for families here. And I ask in Jesus' mighty name that the healing flow of the Holy Spirit will rest upon you to turn your report around in the precious name of Jesus. And then finally, healing can come also to a nation. Please help me open your Bibles, please, with me to the book of 2 Chronicles. Very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 from verse 14. 7 verse 14. It says, "If my people," let's say it together, let's read it together. "If my people, which are called by my name," we are God's people, "shall humble themselves," we humble ourselves before him and say, "No, God, we can't do this alone." It says, "shall humble themselves and pray," let's read it, "and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal" what? So a land can be healed. Nigeria is going through a lot now. Nigeria is diseased, so to speak, or infirmed. So God will bring his healing power to come to bear on us as a nation. The nation is bleeding. God Almighty will bring, and that is why today we are healing the global prayer work. And this is happening globally all over the nations, America, Australia, everywhere in Africa, everywhere, to Russia. We are doing the prayer work and we are declaring over our nation and nations that they will receive the healing. I tell you what, God Almighty will step into our situation as a country. If you and I will humble ourselves, we will seek His face, we will turn from our wicked ways. So today is the day of repentance, even on behalf of our nation, Nigeria. And then He says, I will forgive their sins, and then I will heal the land. Nigeria shall be vibrant again. Nigeria will recover fully in Jesus' mighty name. The health of this nation and the vibrancy of this nation shall be restored in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
The economic vibrancy, political, social, in the precious name of Jesus shall be restored.
Amen.
And that is why today, as we go on this walk, I want you to be part of it. We're going to be doing a symbolic walk. And the people from the first service too are joining us and take a walk slowly. And then we'll begin to pray. And as we do that, healing will come.
Amen.
Healing will come to your finances.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
That sick business will be healed in Jesus' mighty name. That sick pocket and bank account will be healed in the precious name of Jesus. It's God that does it. It will happen. God will bring healing to you. He will bring harmony. In Jesus' mighty name. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen to that. So He says, save me and I shall be saved. Heal me and I shall be healed. For thou art my praise, O God. So when these things happen, they do to His glory. And God loves to take the glory, and you'll be glorified even amongst us. Praise the name of the Lord. So, finally, book of James chapter 5 from verse 13. James 5, 13. I read this, and then we move. It says, any amongst you afflicted, so you could be afflicted, let him pray. Have you seen that? Let him pray. It goes again, it says, any merry, let him sing psalms. So for all situations, there's what to do. There's how to respond. If it's time for celebration, we'll celebrate, we know we will sing psalms and just praise the Lord. Say, it didn't say it's any merry or feeling so good or celebrating, let him drink beer. How many of us are somewhere, or let him go and get drunk? He said, let him sing psalms. Isn't it so? Oh, if you want to laugh, laugh. If you want to bless the Lord, bless the Lord. This is the word of God. Go ahead and bless him. You see, I have a friend right now, is in the hospital. His brain got, his skull got cracked. And now he's just trying to remember people. Because he didn't follow the scriptures. It was crossover. It happened on the 1st of January. He was so excited. After church service, you go home and sing psalms. But instead, my friend went and, he got with the boys and the drinking and things like that. He was just speeding. Bam, he had an accident. And right now, he's in the hospital, National Hospital. For weeks. So to stay within the word of God is wisdom. So if you are merry, sing psalms. Let's go ahead as we conclude this. Let's go. So is any sick amongst you? So sometimes you can fall sick. It could be organic, it could also be demonic. Sickness can come. Is any amongst you sick? Let him call for the rest of the church and let them pray over him. Anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. It says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So it is the prayer of faith that saves the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sin or sins, they shall be forgiven him. So it says, confess your fault one to the other, and then pray for one another, that he might be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So this is what we are going to be doing this morning. we are going to be experiencing and making demand on some dimensions of the love of God and the healing dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. And God Almighty will bring healing to our homes. He will bring healing to our marriages. He will bring healing to us as individuals, as a family, household, and also as a nation. How many of us are ready to go walk and pray? So he says, any amongst you sick? He says, any amongst you afflicted? Let him pray. And then he goes again. He says that the prayer of faith is what saves the sick. I'll give you this testimony and then we'll pray. You see, as we go on this walk, we can even stand in the place of another person. We saw it in the case of the centurion. His servant was sick. Servant was sick, was dying. And then he met Jesus. Oh, this man had faith. Jesus said, let us go. Let me go and lay my hand. He said, no, don't come. Just speak the word. And Jesus turned and said, I've not seen such faith. No, not even in Israel. Me speak the word. See, this man understands the dimension of the spirit. This man can dimension the spiritual realm very well. He knew that in the spiritual realm, you know, when it comes to the place of authority, once you speak the word, there is no distance. No distance. Just this morning, you heard the testimony of our brother whose wife was knocked down the car, and then, you know, she was underneath the car. And then she got to the hospital. I was thinking of going to see them in the hospital, and then they now discharged them. But she was still having pain. She could not stand. So from the place where I was, I just called. It was Pastor Mori that gave me his number. And I called him. And then we started to pray over technology. Father, Lord, I thank you. This is what your word says. Save me and I shall be saved. Heal me and I shall be healed. It is to your praise, O God. Jesus came and paid the price for this. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes you were healed. I stand upon the finished work of Jesus. Receive your healing right now, and I release the healing grace. And this has not happened many times. All our bodies started shaking. I was now give testimony this morning. I was hearing a lot of rancor, you know, a lot of noise, vibration from the other end. But I'm not surprised. It has happened many times. We pick up the phone, pray for someone in America, and the power of God hits the person. Boom! So the power of God hit her, and then she went, and she was under the anointing, and she fell asleep. I told him, don't wake her up. Don't just leave her, because the Holy Spirit is doing some work in her. And then after a while, he gave the testimony in church, stood up, all the pain, everything left. Now she can stand, she can walk. That is what God does. That is the power of God. So you can stand on behalf of someone. It happens. I've seen it again and 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 again. I also want to mention this, because this is the first time it's happening. I'm experiencing this. I've experienced something similar like that, but not experienced this dimension of healing. This guy, they invited me for a conference. There was a community of some certain people there at the Rockview Hotel, and then when my wife, myself, and also the keyboardist went, and they had these two people. One was sick in the mind. This guy, every time they took him, once it's evening, he goes inside the car. A normal guy, just a teenager. They had never experienced that thing before. So when they heard about the meeting, they came all the way from Adamawa State. All the way from Adamawa State. His parents are expatriates. So after the service, I said, Pastor, I wanted to pray for this. This is a peculiar case. And this now has been happening not 1 month, 2, 3 months, continuously. Every evening, he must go back inside the car to sleep. If they brought him out, he goes back. Brought him out, he goes back. Affected his grade. Something was wrong. It was an affliction. So we took the anointing oil. We prayed for him. Remember, it was in the car. It was in the evening. Went, put anointing oil in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus did. The prayer of faith heals the sick. In Jesus' mighty name, receive. Boom! So they went back. And the course of time, something happened. His dignity was restored. He adjusted with life. Not only that, pastor came here, because they came here, the community came here to give two testimonies. That's one of the testimonies. And pastor said to me, he said that the guy is fine, his grades have improved. In fact, he's even one of the best in his class right now. That is what God does. Listen, either bodily affliction or mental affliction, or the affliction from your soul, your mind. Some of you have been broken, you are hurting. I tell you what, the healing power of a nation, the healing power of God is all encompassing to touch you. This morning, many of us are going to be coming out with testimonies. Amen. Even in relationship with your children. Some of them, you know, healing with your relationship with your sons, with your daughters. They are estranged. With your husband, something is happening. God Almighty is bringing healing. Amen. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. The other one, so when they came, they gave a testimony. At the meeting, this guy was, brought this guy with gadgets. He was paralyzed. He was hardly even walking. So when I saw it, the same way, Holy Spirit, in the precious name of Jesus, come. Jesus Christ paid the price. Come, Holy Spirit, in healing dimension. Lay hands on him. Now, this guy had a spinal cord issue. His spinal cord was growing in a certain direction and affected the spinal cord. So they had to put metals, steel, to hold him. So they were thinking of flying him abroad for surgery. But they said, let them just wait for this conference. That's how the healing power of God healed that guy. Listen, no surgery, no drugs. How many of us were here when the entire community came to the entire, look at the boy there. That's his father. We had the entire community from that country. For the first time, they were coming in just to come and see. The guy is vibrant. That day, we ended up in the ambassador's house, and God also used it to communicate the gospel to him. This is what God does. May I say to someone here, you see, that man that day, he was weeping here. He was weeping. It was tears of joy. You never shed tears of pain, of affliction, of sorrow. It will be tears of joy in Jesus' mighty name. How many of us believe the Lord God Almighty? Praise Him of the Lord. So as we go on this walk, we'll be praying. And if you are not saved, you don't know Jesus, I just want to pray for you. I want to say, Pastor T, I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't know Him. I want to go on this walk. I want to receive salvation. I want to be His child. I want to receive His love to me in the dimension of salvation. I want to make heaven. I want the relationship between you and I to be restored. I want to have a relationship with God. I want to be called your child. I want to be recreated. I want to carry your gene. I want to carry your DNA. I want to be your very own. I want to be begotten, hallelujah, by your Spirit. I want to receive Jesus. Let bow down our heads and pray. So if you are here, if that is your prayer, I want you to put your hands. If you are the one that God is talking to right now, just put one hand on your chest. If you are the one, you are here, you are not saved, you want to know Jesus this morning, you want to enter into a covenant relationship with Him, you want to experience the love of the Father in a fresh way, the love that sets free, put your hands on your chest. I want to pray with you. Say, Jesus, come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you are the one that died. On the third day, you rose for my justification. I want to be born again. I confess all my sins to you. Wash me. I will serve you for life. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. If that is your prayer, you pray that prayer wherever you are. Just wave your hand wherever you are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Just wave. Wave boldly. Wave boldly. You'll be given the card. Just give him the card. You'll be given the card. Thank you. Wave, 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 wave. Just go ahead. Just give it to him. Wave. Let the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be praised forever. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in the house of God? What is someone still waiting for?
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.